throw into FC United. Here's Hayes comes short for it, and good defending there from Northwich, who try and launch a counter-attack here. It's with Jacques. Jacques now over the halfway line, lucky to take on O'Gara. And a run there, and I don't think she was offside, actually, and the flag stays down. A cross is going to be coming in here. In it comes, and Northwich have taken the lead here. Jennifer Jacques with a comfortable finish from about 10 yards out. A side-footed effort to the right-hand side of Chloe Ainsworth. FC United appealing the offside there, but I think Chelsea Patient was playing Bramall onside in the build-up to that goal. And, I mean, we are quite away here, but it did look like Chelsea Patient was playing the player onside. So play continued, and a great finish there by Jacques. And on 14 minutes, Northwich Vixens take the lead. Decisive half-time substitutions there by Cameron Hussein. FC United currently trailing here by 1-0 against Northwich Vixens. Northwich Vixens playing in their traditional green and white hoops. But it's now FC United on the ball, giving away in midfield, and Northwich looking to launch an attack. Northwich currently sitting in the lower reaches of Division 1 South, in the division below. FC defending this competition, but it's FC United on the attack. Early doors and a great one-on-one save once again by Tracy Bolton on Amy O'Keefe. A fantastic save by the goalkeeper, and she really is the player of the match so far, really keeping this scoreline at 1-0, frustratingly for the home side. FC United on the attack now with Richardson. Shoots from distance, and finally FC United have got an equaliser within a couple of minutes of this second half. Kicking off here at Broadhurst Park, and it comes the way of the substitutes. Amy O'Keefe just having a chance saved there by player of the match Tracy Bolton, but the other substitute then a couple of moments later comes in from the left hand side on the edge of the box, shoots into the top corner, goalkeeper in no chance, and it is now 1-1 here at Broadhurst Park. Here's O'Keefe. O'Keefe helps the ball on its way for Smith to chase, but it's been covered there by Whittingham, and out of play. It's going to be a corner to FC United. 27 minutes into this second half, and FC United looking to take it quickly. No, FC attacking the light-bound road in this second half. It is taken now. Here's Fields on the edge of the box. Fields shoots, hits a green shirt. Who's get to the second ball? It's good stuff by Hooper, and now Hooper with the ball out towards this right-hand side to Clancy. Clancy, first-time ball into the box. Oh, off the bar from O'Keefe, and O'Keefe following up her own shot. FC taking the lead for the first time in this game, just on 28 minutes into this second half, and 2-1 the score. And the substitutions from FC United at half time, Richardson's got one, and the other substitute, Amy O'Keefe, has got the other. FC 2-1 up. It's going to be patient to take this throw in. Got support here from Davis and from Cara Fields. Throws it down the line to Fields, who can bring the ball down really well. A drag back there keeps possession for the Reds. Back it goes to Davis. Davis is a patient on this near touchline. Down the line here to Cara Fields, just inside FC's half. Plays it to O'Keefe. O'Keefe turns on the halfway line and releases a pass for the runner Clancy. Clancy, though, is being shepherded, but Clancy wins the ball back. Good persistence. Shot comes in, and that is FC United through to the next round. Beautiful, beautiful stuff there from FC United. And it was Maxine Smith just inside the penalty area who looped the ball to Bolton's left. She had no chance. And FC United, with just 10 minutes left to play, make it 3-1. Maxie Smith, the goal scorer.